Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Trending Lemon. I'm your host, Bryce Castillo. I've got a mini episode today for you, so it's just me, but I've got a little bit of a show update. First of all, I want to say thank you guys so much for supporting the show. It's been over 6 months now, and it's been a challenge, but it's also been fun to do. So I thank you guys so much for your really consistent support, especially as like we've tried to figure out what exactly the show is and what the format should be, and should we have more news stories, should we have more quizzes, and I'm still trying to, you know, suss that out fluidly. But I really want to thank you guys for supporting me, because it's I see it on my side, a very really consistent listenership. So thank you guys, really. That means a lot. You know, I've had it's been nice to have people tell me that they like the show, but I know that there's so many people who listen who just with anything they don't engage, or they just, you know, it's just the law of numbers. They're just not going to be everyone who comments on a thing. But thank you guys so much for listening. I also wanted to say here, we have a mailbox now for the show. 6 months in, we finally have a mailbox. TrendingLemonShow@gmail.com is where you can send in, you know, your takes on any of the things that we talk about. Send in your own quiz results from quizzes that we take. If you've got things that you think we should cover, send them there. TrendingLemonShow@gmail.com. We always put links in the show notes, so check out the show notes. It'll be there from now on. You know, I don't know exactly how we'll work in emails and stuff, but you know, I love crediting people on the show. So please send in anything that you think interests you. So before we get into a quiz, because I do have a little bit of a quiz for us today, I wanted to get into a news story, a short, it's not even news, it's an opinion piece. But I've got a word for, I'm going to just read this word for word. I'm going to read this word for word and try not to laugh. This is a recent Wall Street Journal opinion piece by Mike Kerrigan, and it goes like this. My two youngest sons, Finn and Jack, love the online game Fortnite. The 10 and 8-year-old brothers would play it long enough to grow roots through the floor if my wife and I let them. The pull of the game is that strong. I feel sorry for them. Not because Fortnite doesn't seem fun. It just can't be as entertaining as the real thing. By real thing, I don't mean the combat featured in the game. I mean a memorable activity from the summer of 1980 when I was 9. I mean, quite literally, Fortnite. Friday evenings that summer often found me sleeping over at my friend John's house. Our routine didn't vary, for why mess with perfection? First, we rode our bikes to 7-Eleven for Slurpees. I preferred straight Coca-Cola, while John blended all flavors together into a vile concoction we called a suicide. Our thirst slaked, we mounted our two-wheeled steeds and raced home for dinner. There weren't many rules at John's house, hence its popularity for sleepovers, but never being late to dinner was one of them. The road to John's abode was bicycle unfriendly, but we saddled up and witlessly rode home. As the saying has it, God has a special providence for fools. We survived. After dinner, the real fun began. John and I would push the couches in his family room together, spreading a bed sheet over the top as a makeshift roof. For the piece de resistance, John would wedge a broom behind the seat cushions with a wooden handle extending heavenward from the prow of our beige upholstered redoubt. From this mast, John would hang his favorite t-shirt, for as every boy knew then, a fort is not a fort until it has a flag. Then we'd let our imaginations run. No longer were we footsteps away from a well-stocked refrigerator or one floor below John's slumbering parents. We weren't even John and Mike anymore. We were Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett, brothers in arms, bloodied, outgunned, and outnumbered, making our last stand at the Alamo. It was more vivid than any video game, more memorable than any television show. With nothing but a couch, a bedsheet, and a broom, and a t-shirt, we reveled in the wonder of our boyhood. Our joy was pure because it flowed directly from the indispensable and most precious thing a child possesses, imagination. It's a simple reminiscence, but one that delights me the older I get. We adults, in a failure of imagination, have forgotten how to build forts. I hope my boys never lose sight of life's simple joys. I hope someday they have their own stories to tell and look back as fondly on their childhood as I do mine. But for that to happen, they'll need to play less Fortnite this summer, and more Fortnite. Okay. Oh, God. Look, this is an opinion piece. This is, I don't know why, I don't know how this made it to the Wall Street Journal, but this is still an opinion piece, so that's all I'm gonna say about that. Fortnite. So we also have a quiz here. I'm not a tea drinker. I love drinking soda. My mom is a tea drinker, or my dad is a coffee guy. But I'm into soda. I wonder what that says. Maybe it's just the taste of a new generation. But Betty the Sweet, a community contributor at BuzzFeed, thinks that they might know what type of cup I would drink with. If you were a cup of tea, which kind would you be? So we got a really quick quiz here. Pick your birth month. Let's see. January or February, March through April, May through June, July through August, September, October, November, December. It's in June, so May, June. Pick a drink. Wait, no, hold on. Coffee, milkshake, soda, lemonade, water, orange juice. I guess it is weird. Should tea be on the tea quiz? It seems weird to me that tea's not on here. It's obviously soda for me. Weird. Okay. What kind of tea are you? Not tea. Maybe this is designed. Maybe that's what this is for. Maybe Betty knows that tea drinkers know what kind of tea they are. All right. Pick a cuisine that you love. Italian, Korean, Turkish, Mexican, Indian, or Japanese. Ooh. So I love pasta. I just had fettuccine Alfredo last night. Mexican's great. I live in Texas. Get that good Tex-Mex. Indian, I've only had Indian a couple times, but Indian's really good. I don't think I've ever had Korean or Turkish cuisine. Japanese cuisine is great. Ramen, sushi, katsu, rice bowls, but I think it's got to be Italian. Fettuccine and spaghetti, it's real hard for me to say no to that. What's the most important part of being in a relationship? What is going on? Okay. The most important part of being in a relationship: passion, loyalty, having fun, honesty, respect, or I don't know. Ooh. Ooh, that's interesting. Because I think when I've gone on like date, I don't think I've ever been in a long-term relationship, but when I've gone on dates, the thing for me that I look for initially is either like passion or having fun. Someone who can be like, who is interested, right? I always say like the thing that you need to do when you go on dates is be able to ask questions. Just literally just ask someone about themselves and hopefully they will return the favor. But in terms of like a long-term relationship, like honesty and respect are really, really important. I mean, loyalty, honestly, I don't know about loyalty. I think relationships have opened up in the past few years in such that I don't, at least for some people, I think loyalty might not be it. But I think at the end of the day, it would be respect. I think I try to be very honest with people, but I understand the times when I'm not the most honest with people and why I do it. But I think at a baseline, if we're looking at the hierarchy of needs, I think the bottom is definitely respect. So that whatever happens, you know that there's a foundation of acknowledgement there. I'm going to say respect. Okay. Which, god damn it, what, who wrote this quiz? Which Hogwarts house are you in? Are you serious? Are we serious right now? Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw. I can't pick, or I didn't read Harry Potter. I might have to do a quiz within a quiz, because I don't know the Hogwarts. I know the Hogwarts houses. I've read a bunch of the books. But I've never taken one of those house quizzes. I would probably be... Do people pick Gryffindor? Or do people not pick Gryffindor because it's like, a very like protagonist house. Slytherin, I think people are, I mean, not very far into that book do they describe the appreciation for Slytherin. Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw, I don't know too. I guess I know Hufflepuffs are like introverts, basically. Introverts with their sweaters and their tees. You know what? I'm going to go Ravenclaw, just because I don't know. I'm going to do Ravenclaw. I'm going to be wild card and say Ravenclaw, which I hope is what Ravenclaw stands for. What do you do on weekends? Sleeping, shopping, Netflix and chill, go outside with friends, traveling to new places, or pajama party with friends? Okay, so the last question, what do you do on weekends? All right, let's get on the list here. Right, sleeping, I probably mentioned on the show, I always try to get in enough sleep every day. There's not a lot of, if I for some reason like don't get a amount of sleep in a day, there's going to be a very good reason for it. And then on the weekends, I definitely get sleep, especially because we do a lot of shoots. The real answer here is we do a lot of shooting and filming on the weekends. But I also try to make sure I get sleep for that. Shopping, I actually tend to, because we do have so much work on the weekends, I end up doing my shopping and stuff in the middle of the week, right? Like Thursday or Friday. Netflix and chill, I mean, I do like Netflix, I guess. Go outside with friends. The thing about weekends is, so with a tough weekend schedule, my free time doesn't tend to be everybody else's free time, but it's still like, if I go out with my friends, it's going to be based on when they're available, usually, because I'm like, I have this weird evening schedule. So like, I guess go outside with friends would be accurate. Traveling to new places, nah, I don't travel very much. Pajama party with friends, no. I think it's either gonna be Netflix and chill or go outside with friends. It's weird that they said go outside and not like go out with friends. I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing. I did just recently turn 29. So maybe it's an age thing. I'll say assuming go outside with friends also just means go out with friends. I'm going to say go out with friends. All right. I got peppermint tea. And that's all it says. I'm going to Google peppermint tea. What is like? I don't like mint at all. I really don't like mint. So I Googled peppermint tea, and this is all just like health benefits and therapeutic uses and ugh. All right, mint peppermint tea. I disagree. I'm just gonna say I disagree. I don't like mint. I don't like mint. Yeah. All right, well, that's gonna do it here for this mini episode of Treading Lemon this week. Thank you guys for supporting the show for the past 6 months. And please, one more time, treadinglemonshow@gmail.com. Send in anything. That's a great way to get in touch with me, or at Treading Lemon on Twitter. That's the show account, so you can send stuff there. At Brightkiss, that's me, treadinglemon.com for all the show notes and all the past episodes. But that's going to do it. We're going to talk to you guys next week. We've got some guests lined up for the next few weeks. So I'm looking forward to what the next 6 months and the next 6 years of the show look like. Thank you, guys.